Luke Combs.
What's up?
What a hell of a year for you, brother.
Dude, you're telling me, man. It's been a year ago here was my first award show.
Yeah.
So it's my second time at an award show, which is neat.
Obviously, your dream a year ago was that everything that happened this year was going to happen.
Yeah.
But did you really think?
I didn't think, man, that it would happen this fast. I don't think. But it's been insane, man. It's been a hell of a year. It's been really fun. Played a ton of shows, met a lot of cool people, so it's been awesome.
So this is your second year. This is my first ACMs. What's your no longer rookie advice?
No longer rookie advice. Hydrate, I would say.
Yes.
Get some sleep.
Lip balm.
It's important, man. Yes.
Lip balm.
Sunscreen. Everything's dry. It's very, very dry, arid climate.
We're from Tampa, so it's like in Tampa, everything's all moist and humid.
It's like a swamp over there, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I keep the humidifier rolling when I'm here, bud. Trust me, man. I get dried out, dude. Yeah, I get dried out.
So what's Luke Combs' summer looking like?
Man, it's looking like a tour with Jason Aldean. Deluxe album coming out June 1st. 5 new songs on there we're adding to the original record.
Tell me about those.
Busy, yeah. I re-recorded a song I wrote in college called She Got the Best of Me. We got a tune called Beautiful Crazy, which I wrote with Wyatt and my band leader, Rob. It's a great tune, man. Just some stuff that I had kind of been playing out a little bit. It got out on social media or whatever. And so just the people said, hey, these are the songs we want. So that's the songs we gave them, you know.
Speaking of social media, Ryan Baker in Plant City is watching us right now. What's more memorable for you, headlining your first tour or selling out the Ryman?
Oh, man, selling out the Ryman, dude. I mean, headlining my first tour is obviously amazing, but I mean, the Ryman is like where it all began, you know, and I think it's a full circle moment when you step out there, because I had played the Ryman once or twice, you know, like on Opry at the Ryman or Darius' show or Bobby's Million Dollar Show, but to have your own thing there and have your crowd and your fans, and it's just something I'll never forget, man. I'll never forget it. There was this guy, he's a bartender at the Tin Roof in Nashville. He's a great guy, and we were playing the show. And at the end of the second night, he was up standing on the bleachers, and I recognized him.
Right.
And he was just going for it, man. And it was like, that was so cool, like, to see people be so into it and be in that atmosphere, man. Yeah. It's the mother church, and it was something I'll never forget.
Well, now you're going to be on stage tomorrow night, I'd imagine.
Yes. No stage for me. No stage for me. No, I'm not presenting or performing.
Well, then we have something to look forward to next year.
See me at the bar, but backstage.
I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Luke Combs, we're live from the ACMs. It's Gino for QYK.
See ya. Hey, it's Luke Combs on 99.5 QYK.